Mason, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. For those who don't know, because we have a lot of listeners all over the world, Mason, go ahead and introduce yourself and let them know what school activities, sports you play.
Okay. I'm Mason Brandon. I'm a junior. I've been in Hamlin since about midway through the fifth grade. I do basketball. I throw shot and disc and track. I sometimes run the 100 whenever my coaches feel like let me have they let me dream a little bit. I play football, obviously, baseball. And I thought about doing golf my freshman year, but I was like, nah, I'm not that good.
I'm involved. Hey, they say practice makes perfect, though. Hey.
Yes, sir. I'm involved in student council, UIL, and this leadership council that we have this year.
Speaking of that leadership council, what does that mean for you to have been elected as one of those leaders?
It's a really big accomplishment for me to know that my coaches think highly of me like that. They voted randomly. They didn't know who it was, so what your last name was, none of that mattered. Like, a lot of people seem to think in other schools. I like our schools because not a lot of politics goes to play into it. No school last name politics played into that. So I liked it. It's a pretty cool accomplishment.
Now, we'll go back into football. You guys are sitting at 4-1 right now. I know you guys got the bye week this week, Mason. How are you guys preparing this week with a long week of rest to get ready for Abilene TLCAA?
We're just going, not necessarily like soft, but we're working our craft, working our technique, making sure we have everything right, running the right plays, just working on everything. And we're still getting physical too. We're just making everything fast and crisp.
Now, I know it had to mean a lot for you guys last Friday night. You guys won a big grinded out game with Quanah. What does it mean for you and what does it mean for that team for those guys to come together and band together to win such a grinded out type of game like that?
I think it was really good for us because it showed that we can come and we can play and we can give them the business whenever we need to. It's really big to show that we can work together and come back from such a devastating play there at the end and work together and have faith in our guys to do what we do.
Mason, what are your favorite pregame locker room and postgame locker room routines?
Oh, man. In the locker room, after we come back from the old Piper train on home games, we kind of just sit there and we talk, we listen to music, we get ready. I like to go tell my guys, I like to talk to each one of them, tell them that I got their back and I'm going to do my best for them. Postgame, if we, whenever we take the win, we like to just, have fun, listen to the music, yell it. Sometimes we listen to some white girl songs, but that's not often. But we just like to have fun after we win.
How would you say your coaches and teammates best describe you, Mason?
Well, I would hope that they would say I'm a fun guy. No, I know they'd say I'm a funny guy. I can be a little much sometimes, and I believe that's true. But I like to get hyped up. I like keeping the team hype, and I try. I have really good work ethic, and I try.
Speaking of keeping everybody hype, every Piper that I've talked to so far has said you are the guy who is the go-to guy on the sideline to keep everybody hype. But who's your go-to hype guy, man, do you think that gets you hype for the games?
Well, I'd probably have to say Dom Guerrero. He's little guy, but he'll pop you like he ain't one.
What's the most important lesson that you have learned from your time as a Piper, Mason?
Most important lesson I've learned probably has to be, trusting your brothers. That's what Coach Bodis and all the coaches are really big on, is trusting your brothers and trusting that they're going to get their job done. I remember in 2 days every year I've been here, I've heard Coach Bodis say from the time I was a manager and from the time I've played that he wants 11 guys who he's not scared to walk down a dark alley with. And this year we're really coming together and having each other's backs. And so I think we're really big on brotherhood this year.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received from your coaches?
Don't slack off in practice, you know, because if you slack off in practice, you're going to get whooped in the game. Do everything 150%.
Are there any short-term goals you'd like to accomplish in the next few months, the next few years, Mason?
Yes, sir. I'd like to go to the playoffs and win a playoff game. This year, we have the potential to go to the playoffs and do good things. And next year, we do too. Some other goals, I want to go undefeated throughout the preseason and district. I want to go undefeated before I leave.
Who would you say, Mason, is your biggest mentor?
My biggest mentor definitely is my dad. He played defensive line all through high school. He was a little 170 pounds, 5'7". He's probably my biggest mentor. You know, he always tells me, I got to use my hands. He tells me, you can't stand straight up. He mentors me on both sides of the ball.
Now, I asked, who is your biggest mentor? Who would you say is your biggest fan?
My biggest fan, have to be my mom or dad, or my little sister too. That's really hard to say, because if I say the wrong one, then I might lose a fan right there, you know?
Right. What's the biggest thing that you can attribute the Piper's success to this season?
I can't really just put it on one thing. I just got to say our team as a whole. We came in last year. We kind of had a little loser's mentality. You know, we're like, when it gets hard, we're just going to quit. But this year, Botus has been really big on having a winner's mentality. We came back down 16 points and beat Crosbyton. We shut them out the second half. So I'd say that the biggest contributor to our success is all of us having to change in our mindsets and mentalities.
Now, I know you guys have a tough district, man. I know you guys got Albany, Abilene TLCA, Miles, and a couple other teams in that district. What do you think that you're going to have to do, Mason, for you guys to come out of that district and set yourselves up for a good potential playoff run?
I think I'm just going to have to do my job, do what I know I can do, and keep my guys hyped up, you know, encourage them whenever they have a bad play, tell them, get them next time. You just know not to do it now. Just keep everybody level-headed and hyped up and just positive.
Now, I know you talked about being a manager at one time. What's it like for you now, Mason, seeing the littler kids that you know someday are going to be a Piper just like you are and putting on that Piper uniform?
I really like it. It makes me pretty happy, you know, seeing those kids and how they want to be out there and they want to learn and they want to like hang out with the – they think of us as the cool guys. You know, when I was a manager, I know that's what I thought. And our managers, they like to be really involved, you know, always getting us water, always asking us if we need something. And they can make us mad, but we got to be, because we were in their shoes. So
what values have you learned from being a part of this team?
Definitely loyalty, you know, brotherhood, and just – the qualities of being a good man. Coach Botus is really big on that, and so I think that that's really one of the biggest things that I've took away from it is just, you know, learning how to be a good man.
Now, I've asked a few others this question, but I'm going to ask you this question. What advice do you have for the eighth graders that will be coming in next year as freshmen? What advice do you want to give those guys?
Try to give us good looks, you know. It gets hard because they're freshmen. Varsity guys want to pick on the freshmen because they're easy to run over. Just do your best. We have two freshmen right now playing for us on varsity, and I think we're going to get a couple more soon, but they've been working hard. Colin Wright and Rowdy Holden, they've been working really hard. So just my advice is just work hard, do your best, do what you can do. Don't get lazy.
Mason, man, I always end this podcast by letting you give a thank you and a shout out to whoever you want to give a thank you and a shout out to. The floor is all yours.
I'd like to, you know, thank my family for always coming to my games, taking me to workouts whenever my old 84 Chevy's in the shop, because, you know, things very old. I'd like to give a shout out to my team for just, you know, being good teammates, really changing it around since last year. Coaches for coach me to the best of my ability.
Mason, thank you so much for coming on this podcast.
Yes, sir.